It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show, Sydney's number one hit music station. Kyle, Jackie O here. Justin Timberlake. We promised you we'd talk to him. We got him on the phone now from somewhere in the world. JT, welcome
to
the show.
Hey, how are you?
G'day.
G'day, mate.
That's very good.
How's the weather down there?
Pretty good, actually. We're heading into summer. We're in spring at the moment, so it's nice. What about you?
Well, it's off and on here.
Where are you in L.A.?
I'm actually in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's sort of the one weird weather in Tokyo. It's not quite hot, not quite cold, all a bit weird.
But constantly rainy.
Exactly.
Now, this new album, we've been waiting to hear this for a long time because, you know, you've had quite a break in between the two albums. Was it important for you to take a completely different direction this time around?
I don't think that there was any sort of conscious effort to, you know, take a different direction per se. I think that just was sort of the evolution. I didn't really go in the studio with anything particular in mind, but I knew that it had to sound fresh. So, and I guess in that respect, yeah, we wanted it to sound different. But
what a lot of people don't realize, though, I'd imagine, Justin, is that you can't be making stuff that's hot on the radio now when you're making an album. You've got to almost predict, You know, will this sound great in 3 months when the album comes out? That must be a tough judge.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's, and interestingly enough, to make such a club smash in, you know, a place in America, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Virginia Beach where we did a lot of the writing and recording, but there's really nothing there except strip malls and.
What great inspiration!
It's pretty desolate. So
that's where Sexy Back obviously came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that about? Because I'm thinking that it's just a lot of standing behind a lady. Because, you know, like looking at someone's sexy back.
It is sort of a voyeuristic expression. Mm. But it's, you know, I really, there was a lot of the lines that came from the song were just sort of, there were a lot of ad-libs. I mean, I when I go into the studio, I don't write anything down because it kind of slows me down.
Right.
But, you know, we just started working on the beat and you know, we were just going back. I was just going back and forth at lines that all sort of
sounded
that the track inspired. So
yeah.
There's a line on there because you don't have lyrics in your album, which, you know.
Because you haven't written them down, Jackie.
There's a line on Sexy Back, and I don't know what you're saying, but I have to clear it with you. Is it Go Head Be Gone With It?
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean, Go Head Be Gone With It?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, you know, Let's Go Crazy was taken, so.
Gotcha, okay.
No, it basically means, you know, do whatever you feel.
Now, I had heard that you were keen to get together with Chris Martin from Coldplay. Is that true?
Yes. I mean, he's a great guy and obviously an amazing talent. One time when I was in London, we actually did spend a little bit of time in the studio together, just kind of jamming around, but it was just for fun. So I at some point, I like to at least just write something that, even if I don't ever sing it or he doesn't ever sing it, and somebody else could sing it. I just love to work with them.
Collaborate.
Well, you've had a great solo career following NSYNC as well. How difficult was it to sit down with the rest of NSYNC and say, righto, fellas, this is what I'm doing. What are you guys planning for the future?
Well, a lot of things were going on at the time that we sort of, at lack of a better term, split up. You know, I mean, everyone sort of had aspirations and all different types of things. And for me, I just wanted to keep the music rolling at that time. And it's something that you kind of have to understand about me is, you know, Justified for me was 20 years in the making. It was a lifelong dream. Even though I was only 20 or 21 when I recorded it, it's still something I wanted to do my whole life. So, you know, at the point where we were at, it was one of those things where I wanted to keep the music going and I wanted to try something new. It sort of made sense to me at that point.
Yeah. Right.
Hang around, more coming up with Justin Timberlake next here at the Kyle and Jackie O Show this morning. It's Kyle, Jackie O, Justin Timberlake, special guest on the show this morning. We're chit-chatting with him.
Now, Justin, did you hear about when Janet went on Oprah Winfrey and was talking about that whole Super Bowl incident? And she kind of made out that she hadn't forgiven you yet. Did you hear about that?
I heard a little bit about it.
Have you guys spoken much since that incident?
No, we haven't, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, everything's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, good. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I loved what happened on there. I don't care what anyone said. That was my favourite part.
Didn't.
It was my favourite part of that whole award show was that bit.
And in between all your, you know, the two albums, in between that break, you did a bit of acting. How did that go? Did you like that?
I did. I enjoyed it. I'm really excited about the films coming out next year, particularly Alpha Dog and Black Snake Moan. Those are two films that I worked extremely hard on, and I'm really proud of them. I think that they're thought-provoking films, it's definitely not the type of film you would expect me to be involved in.
Is it dark and mysterious, or what is it?
Yeah, they're both extremely dark, and but also, like I said, just very thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And Alpha Dogs, obviously, it's based on a true story. An incident that happened in the year 2000, a kidnapping in Simi Valley, which is outside of Los Angeles, and a lot.
I'd rather you do something like that. You know, I don't want to see you as Superman
a teen movie or something.
No,
right?
Way. You must
get offered quite a few of those sorts of things, especially, you know, those kind of younger comedy movies.
Well, and you know what's interesting is you know the industry, the film industry, is so far, you know, ahead of. It's such a small industry that everything you do gets talked about and speculated and watched and reviewed and criticized. But I think in the beginning I did get a lot of that, but now more than ever I'm getting, you know, films thrown my way that are interesting material that I, you know, that obviously is a good thing, because I'd rather do films like that.
I know that you've been known in the past, at least, to get a little annoyed with the paparazzi. They follow you guys around a lot. Do you feel as though that's just something that comes with the job, or do you think they cross the line too much?
I don't. It's funny because so much of it gets misinterpreted by the time it gets to, you know, the average sort of person. Well, that's the wrong thing to say. I mean, we're all average. I think that's probably why I get so annoyed with this, because I feel like we're all average. You know, so I don't feel like why I need to be, I don't know. It's not that you're just followed around, because that doesn't bother before, and that's not annoying.
Maybe the misinterpretation of what really is going on, or you just don't like it when real life gets twisted?
Well, it's just that in the process of getting these photographs, what's become more profitable for them is for them to get us in the predicament, or to get us, you know, looking unhappy rather than just normal.
And do they go out of their way to make you look unhappy? Like, do they provoke you or insult you?
That's the part that's frustrating, because, yeah, you know, I mean, I've been on quiet residential areas, you know, up in the hills, you know, where, you know, all of a sudden someone jumps out of a bush right in front of you. And, you know, where I come from in Tennessee, it's like if somebody jumps out of a bush, you know, that they're like...
You're allowed to kick him.
They're wanting to do more to you than just take your picture. So initially it's frightening.
Yeah.
And that's the part that gets annoying. But, you know, I understand that it's the average... You know, if I show up on Sunset Boulevard, for instance, and my picture gets taken, I can't very much get upset about that.
Because it's bound to be there. It's going to happen.
But, you know, when they're sort of sitting outside your house and they're, you know, and
lurking.
Every time they see you, they're saying derogatory things to you to provoke you to get upset, that's the part that seems unnecessary.
What did the photographer do? Because I know you filed a police report the other day accusing a photographer of assault. What did he do?
Well, I honestly, I don't want to go too much into it, because there is a formal investigation happening. So,
right.
Forgive me, I'd rather not go too far into it.
No worries. There was a bit of controversy surrounding an interview that you did recently with Fashion Rocks, and you're quite open about doing pot. Was that something you were misquoted on, or something you stand by?
Well, I can't. It's hard to comment on the quote, because I don't really know what it was.
Right.
Specifically.
It was more just saying, you know, I do it, and it's, you know, you either like it or you don't.
Well, I did say that.
Because
so.
I've changed the name of your thing. So I'm bringing fat joints back.
Not exactly. It just doesn't ring off the tongue.
It does. It's not the same sort of
not
thing.
Not the same thing. All right, stick around, Justin, because we've got some people calling through. They want to have a chat to you. 13 10 60 if you want to speak to Justin Timberlake.
Today FM. Today FM.
It's Kyle, Jackie O, Justin Timberlake's our special guest this morning. Got the brand new single out, My Love, as well as the album. It's fantastic. It's in stores right now if you want to get your Justin Timberlake fix. Scurry off to the shops, everybody.
All right, Justin, we're going to run through some rumors with you before we take some calls, and you can clear them up whether they're true or not. The first one is that Duran Duran and you have collaborated on a new track.
We have.
You have?
Ooh.
Nice.
Are they still wearing those red coats?
That's true. No, I didn't see anyone in a red coat.
Well, because the guy from Duran Duran before has grabbed my ass. Remember that, Jackie? Which one was that? Was that Simon?
Yes, it was.
It was in a
but
photo.
But they're fun guys.
They are. They're hilarious guys.
They're awesome and great, and it was an amazing experience. We're actually looking to find some time to get back into the studio to try some more writing and recording. So,
well, when do you think that song will hit the airwaves?
Well, I think that they're working on a new record, so that was Timbaland and I went in together and worked with them in New York. So.
Brilliant.
So when they bring it out. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Another rumor, GQ magazine wanted to do an interview with you. You could pick any celebrity to do the interview, to ask you questions, and you chose Victoria Beckham.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
See, these rumors, we don't know where they come from.
I love that.
Half of these just have to be dismissed as lies from the start. What else you got?
That you and Janet Jackson will be doing another performance, possibly this time around the Oscars or the Grammys.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's another one that's not true.
How does this stuff come? You must just go crazy reading this stuff.
What about this one? See, I like this one. Justin Timberlake is set to star in the latest Die Hard film as Bruce Willis's son. Now, Bruce Willis is keen for you to come on board.
Well, that's great.
I that's not true. I actually heard that someone else, I think there's an actor by the name of Justin Long who's signed on to do that project. So
it's a wonder he hasn't asked for Ashton Kutcher to do it.
But it's not me.
It's not you.
It's
not Timberlake.
The Sun. Now they're not exactly reputable. They're over in the UK, so I'm imagining this
is a bit of an understatement.
The Sun reported quite a few years back that at the Brit Awards, you and Danny Minogue had a little thing going on in the hotel room.
Sweet.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, Danny Minogue, Kylie Minogue's sister.
I do know who it is, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. What about this one? Star Magazine said that Justin Timberlake believes Kevin Federline is gross.
I used to know him, and that's completely false.
Oh, okay.
Completely false.
So not such and are you writing an autobiography?
I am not.
You're not. Wow. See, this is a perfect example of why we like to clear up these rumors, because
exactly.
90% of what I have just said is all incorrect.
I think 99.9% of what you've said is incorrect.
Yeah, it's funny. I've said it so many times to people, you just can't believe everything you read. I think we have to change the slogan to you can't believe anything you read.
It's a bit like that, isn't it? All right, stick around. Justin Timberlake, we are taking your calls. A lot of people want to ask you questions. We'll be back in just a moment.
Jackie O, Justin Timberlake joins us this morning. The new single out on the radio right now, My Love, and the album is out as well.
Future Sex Love Sounds, fantastic album. You must get yourself a copy if you haven't already. 131060 is our number if you want to ask Justin Timberlake a question. Hi, Emma, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks, Jackie. How are you?
Good. You're on the air with Justin. What would you like to ask?
Firstly, hi, Justin, how are you?
Hi, Emma.
Hi, I've been wondering why you had such a long break in between albums.
Well, why not?
Yeah, he found love. I would be too. If I found love, I'd be taking a huge break like
you
that.
No, I had a... I can give you a specific story to tell you why. I was sort of coming to the end of the tour for Justified, the world tour, and I was hanging out with my dad, and we were on the golf course and playing golf, and he said, you know, you might want to think about taking some time out right now to enjoy your life. He said, I know you, and you're a workaholic, and he goes, you know, the next thing you know, you'll turn around and you'll be 55 years old, and you'll want to do the things that you should have done when you were 25, so you should enjoy your life a little bit right now. And I really took that conversation to heart, and so you know, I definitely took some time away. Mind you, it was hard at first. It was hard to actually take time away because literally I've been working since I was 10.
Yeah.
So
you're not used to those breaks.
You've worked more than most people have worked in their whole life between the ages of 10 and now anyway, I think.
Probably.
Do you have an idea of who you want to work with next?
You know, you mean like collaborations on music?
Yeah. See, my favorite was the Black Eyed Peas. I think that was the perfect collaboration, you guys.
Thanks,
thank you. And I like Pharrell too, so I really liked all that stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm big fans of both of those artists. I really don't force collaborations. I mean, I could think of some people offhand that I'd love to collaborate with, but, you know, I don't really force collaborations. It's kind of like that thing where you're in the studio and you know, if it's working, you know, I don't like to force them. I don't like to call up people and say, hey, let's get in the studio and get together. It feels more organic to me if we kind of hang out and kind of build a rapport with each other and then go in the studio.
I'd like to hear some freaky Dolly Parton, you know, Justin Timberlake thing. I reckon that you could do some magic with that.
You never know, man.
She is so sweet. She is still... Oh, we only saw her like a couple of months ago, Becky.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is still just she's a great performer. She's just... Yeah. And she brightens up the room.
I think at this point, I'm looking to sort of just play a more of a backseat for a lot of different artists, and I've been writing so much material in the last year. I'd like to see some of it come to fruition and through some other artists. So
fantastic.
I'd like to write and produce for the next year or so while I'm kind of touring. So
brilliant. Stacey's on the air. Hi, Stacey. What would you like to ask Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, hi. I just have a question. I said on the internet that you and Cameron Diaz have great sex, and that the reason why you don't want to get married is because it might ruin it.
That's exactly what I think as well. That's the same reason I'm not married as well. You know, I've been together with my woman 6 years.
It's not true. It doesn't happen,
Jackie,
like that.
Jackie, we know that your sex only lasts a minute and a half. It's because of the marriage.
I'm not even getting into all that. You know, that's the problem with having a sense of humor. It's kind of a double-edged sword. That was a comment I made on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and it was a joke.
People take it literally.
Sometimes humor is funny because it's the truth, and that's all.
Natalie, you're on the air with Justin Timberlake. Fire your question away, Darf.
Hi, Justin.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Enough of the small talk, Natalie.
I just want to say your performance at the VMAs was absolutely amazing. I've taped that and I've watched it about 40 times.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic. I'm just wondering, when are you coming to Sydney? We're dying to see you again.
Yeah, good
question.
Absolutely. Dying. Your last performance was really good, but I want to see the Justin that was on the VMAs because that was amazing.
You want to see him in the flesh, gyrating,
grinding. Yeah, I want to see you too, Justin. Yeah. When are you coming here?
The tour starts in America in January, and then planning on going to Europe sometime in the spring.
Well, we're only 28 hours from Europe, so that's not too far.
I know. And then I think, you know, the next leg, I don't know when, but we're coming.
Will you come to Australia? Because a lot of people leave us out on their tour.
Yeah, Madonna. Madonna didn't come, and now we just stick our finger in the air to Madonna.
Well, that's between you and her. But yeah, I'll be there. I'm coming.
Good.
I promise.
Because New Zealand's here as well.
I'll bring the whole kit and caboodle.
Good. We love the kit and caboodle.
We love it because we hardly get it. Usually, if Ja Rule comes down here, it's him, his mate that can't rap, and a black stage, and that's it. That's all that's going on. Hayley, your last caller with Justin Timberlake this morning. What would you like to ask?
Oh, hi, Justin. Loving the new track, Sexy Back. It rocks, mate. You've done really well. I just want to know, do you still keep in contact with Britney? You were together for so long and things like that.
Hayley, do you still keep in contact with your ex-boyfriends?
I do. I wish them all the best, you know, and unfortunately it didn't work out between him and I, but, you know, you've got to wish your ex-partner's happiness.
I agree with you. I do wish all the girls I've loved before. No, I wish them all happiness and prosperity. I do not keep in contact with them. For the most part.
But it's awkward. You can't...
Well, it's awkward when you have the current one, you know what I mean? It's not really...
Well, it's not the right thing to do.
Well, sometimes, but anyway.
If the love's finished or on hold, then that's what it is.
That's it.
More with Justin Timberlake soon. Got the new song out, My Love, going off on this radio station. The new album, Future Sex Love Sounds, in stores now. More with Justin Timberlake next here at the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's Kyle, Jackie O, Justin Timberlake, just about wrapping things up for us today. Justin, we had a caller the other day, and we were doing celebrity snubs. Now, this wasn't against you.
Celebrity snub?
Celebrity snub, like when have you been snubbed by a celebrity?
Blanked by a celebrity.
Now we have met you, and we have met your lovely girl as well, Cameron, and this just didn't seem to ring true to me. I'm going to play you what the caller said to us, and you can tell us whether it was true or not. This is what happened the other day.
Okay. It was me and Justin Timberlake with my daughter, and he was just so, so nice, but in walked Miss Cameron Diaz. And he goes to introduce us, and she goes, look, I'm not here for that. I just want to go shopping. And he goes, hang on a minute. They've come all the way, you know. And she goes, I don't give a damn. I just want to do shopping, and storms off.
Now, Justin.
Now, that's not the Cameron Diaz that I know.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
See, they do this just to win tickets to Robbie Williams' concert, these listeners, you know?
Does
that upset you when you hear people not telling the truth about the person that you love?
You know, you really can't feed into it, man. I really hope she got the tickets.
I don't think she did anyway. No. I think that we said, that doesn't ring true. That's not the person that we know.
We met her a couple of times and she seemed pretty cool. So.
She's a laugh a minute, that woman.
She's the best.
She is. She is the best. You know, when I first met her, it was with Lucy Liu and Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. Now, Lucy Liu was making eyes at me. Now, everyone laughs and says that that's not true. Jackie, you were there. You witnessed it.
I did.
Did the woman take her eyes off me for 1 second?
Yes, she did take her eyes off you, but she was giving you the look, a little bit of a look.
Have you seen that look before, Justin? You know, as a man-to-man, you know what the look is, right? you know when you're getting the look.
Yes.
But you don't
know when you're getting the look.
Where are you going with this anyway?
Oh, well, I'm going nowhere because it was like 3 years ago. So I'm still hanging on to that last little bit of hope. Justin, look, well done on this. We love the way you keep reinventing yourself. You know, we were big fans of NSYNC. We were doing the Hot 30 countdown years ago in this country.
Yeah.
When NSYNC was
dirty
massive.
Pop. It was hot.
Oh, dirty pop. You know, I've got to admit, I just gave that a spin the other day.
Oh, cool.
I love that. Yeah. I love that bit.
And the new album, Future Sex Love Sounds, is awesome. We absolutely love it. Justin, well done, and congratulations to you.
Nice to chat. Coming out, we'll see you when you get out here, whether it's concert, whether it's holidays, whatever it is. Looking forward to you touching down in Australia, buddy.
Sounds great. You guys take care.
Thanks, will then. Justin Timberlake this morning here at the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Adios. Today FM.